got it wrecked.
So, I was just wondering, how much roughly would it be to build a reliable 300 kilowatt motor?
What car is it?
For a GD Blobby STI.
Are you staying 2 litre?
Yeah, 2 litre.
Yep, so you can do just a 207 short motor with studs. Normally that's about 15k. Or if you want to go further than that, then you have to forge something and, you know, something custom built. Normally it's around 25k. The 25k one will be a lot stronger.
Yep.
But it just depends on, you know, how much you want to spend on the car.
With stock motor, how much roughly can it push reliably on E85?
Does it have head studs or just...
Yeah, just heads. It's got heads only at the moment, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Heads, as in it's got head studs?
Yeah, head studs, I think ARP ones, yeah.
Yeah. Normally we... Is it rebuilt or is it the actual original bottom end?
It's original motor still, yeah.
So original bottom end and someone's done head gaskets on it, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Normally those are good for about 300.
Sorry?
Depending on the age of that actual engine, normally a 207 with head studs is good for about 300.
Yep.
If it's the original bottom end, then I'd say stick to somewhere around 260, 280.
Yep.
Yeah.
And for E85...
That'll be on E85.
Yeah, what exactly do I need to run it? Because I'm pretty sure I wrote a list down. I've got, like, the flex fuel sensors, the...
Yeah, so you need the Zetronic flex fuel sensor, fuel pump, ID 1300 injectors.
Oh, 1300s. Oh,
if you want 300, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so 1050s are only good for like 260 to 270.
Yep.
If you're aiming for 300, you'll need 1300s.
Okay, all right, no worries.
Do you have 1050s already?
Yeah, I was planning to get 1050s, but because you said for 300, 1300 cc's, then I'll probably get those.
Yeah, go for the 1300s.
Yep.
And then obviously you need the rest of the mods to suit 300, but for flex fuel, that's all you need.
Yep. So for original motor, depending on the condition, the age and all that, it's safe to say 280.
How many k's are on the car?
Fuck, 200,000, man.
200? You reckon it's 200 on that bottom end?
Yeah, it's original motor still, because I got it off my uncle. And he's probably put like 10,000 Ks within like 5 years.
Yeah. You don't think he had a bottom end done on it at all?
It's
just a bit weird to do head gaskets on a 2 litre.
I think previous owner was a relative as well. I think he did the bottom end. So I think just heads, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's weird to do just heads on a 2 litre though. That's the part that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so... you guys do inspections anyway before...
We do, but we can't tell what's going on inside the engine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that, with the, like, around the 280 to 300...
That's pushed hard if it's got 200,000 Ks.
Yeah. Is that better to run off a, like, Heltec ECU or something?
No, we don't use Heltec here. So you can use a Link if you want. Otherwise, we just use the stock ECU.
Oh, stock ECU is fine for that power as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no worries. All right, that's pretty much it then. Appreciate it, man.
All right, done. Easy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All good. Yeah.